Hey there, everybody. It's Laura Burton, 416 Sales. I hope you're doing great tonight. And I'm just checking in. It's funny. I was looking around, poking around the internet and looking at Facebook, checking out different things. And I saw a little thing by John Lee Dumas about fear and how fear will keep you from doing things and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. And then I thought, you know, what is fear to me? And I feel like right now, you know, fear feels like adrenaline because I just have so much to do. You know, I just have this list and it's big. And it's cool because, like, even though I'm a little overwhelmed, which is nice, you know, it's like, okay, I'm certainly not bored in my life and everything like that. One thing that I do find is that fear is like more like adrenaline right now to me. You know, it's like it's really common for me to feel like, you know, a gazillion butterflies going through my body. You know, like, oh my God, I've got this pumping, or oh man, how am I gonna do this? Or wow, how am I gonna get all this done? And then it's like, okay, deep breath and just start digging in. And it's amazing how much I can get accomplished. And I think how much everybody can get accomplished when you just start doing the tasks. Like, it's just, okay, do the next thing, and then do the next thing, and then do the next thing. And it's amazing how much gets done. Like, I started this challenge thing like 3-4 weeks ago, something like that. And the list of tasks is just huge. I mean, it's like a lot of stuff to do. And so I can't really think about, you know, oh, hey there, good to see you guys. You know, it's not so much about doing it perfect. There's no perfect. I had to get over that a while ago. And it's not even so much that it's going to be like the right thing. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. You know, people are going to let me know if it's the right thing. But it's a start. And I think that, you know, when I was listening to what he was saying about fear, it's like fear will stop us in our tracks. And I remember when I was young, my parents got me into flying and got me into aviation flight training when I was in high school, and I was 16 years old and I wasn't doing great. And I remember, you know, I talked about this before. It's like, I was really scared to fly, mainly because one time I was up, you know, it was after I had learned how to fly solo, you know, that was a trip, like flying by myself for the first time, because there had been this big, heavy pilot who had been my flight instructor. And you know, a grown man weighs a lot, so I'm in this little tiny plane, and he's like, okay, you know, you're good, you know, because I did all this training. He's like, you can go up alone. And I'm like, oh, you know, really? Okay. And so he got out of the plane, he sends me on my way so I could just go and, you know, take off and fly around the airport and land, or they call touch and goes when you just kind of go and down. And yeah, I remember when I first took off without him in the plane, and you know, the nose shot up, you know, it just felt so different because there wasn't this other person there. And so I would go out and I would be flying, and I wasn't, you know, I was 16 years old, I didn't know how to parallel park a car, and here I am flying airplanes. It was crazy. And I remember one time I was flying and I saw this big jet. You know, I looked out over my left side and I was like, I looked up, and I don't remember the airline, but I could like see, I could see the paint, you know, I could make out the plane, like, you know, the kind of plane it was. And I was just like, oh man, I was so scared. I was like, get, you know, I couldn't get to the airport fast enough. And I remember, you know, I got home and I was just told my dad, it's like, I don't want to fly anymore. And he's like, why don't you want to fly? And I'm like, I don't want to die. And he's like, what do you mean you don't want to die? You know, and he talked me through every single fear. And he made it so that fear was not going to stop me. And I was talking to him today. My dad is dying right now. They brought in hospice, and I'm going to go see him next week. My husband and I are going to go down there, and we're going to go see my dad. And, you know, it's like, I'm so grateful that he was my father. And it's not like he and I always saw eye to eye, you know. He and I both have really strong personalities. I'm a lot like my dad. But, you know, I've really been thinking a lot about what he's taught me, especially, you know, becoming a sales person the way I am, a sales professional, you know, doing this training, going and doing things, it's really reminded me of all of the lessons that he taught me, all the things I learned, all the things that he wanted to instill in me. And I really, he's very weak. He can't talk very much right now. And I told him, I said, you know, I've been really thinking a lot about things you taught me about sales, things you taught me about business. And I'm so grateful that you did that for me. I'm so grateful that you're my dad and you gave me this legacy. And you know, it's interesting because I think that a lot of people, when they think about a legacy that they're going to leave their child, you know, they think in terms of money or they think in terms of an inheritance of some kind. But you know, the integrity and the mindset and the just the business kind of logic that I have, you know, the things that he did, he worked very, very hard to provide for us. He gave us a lot. And I'm so grateful for everything that he did for me. And even when, you know, it was tough, because, you know, he was kind of like a tough love dad. You know, he never wanted me to think I was better than I was. He didn't want to kind of pump me up to be disappointed. He didn't want to tell me something was really good if I wasn't that great, because he knew if I came out in the world and it wasn't that great that other people would trash me. And he didn't want me to set myself up for that kind of, you know, ego blow or whatever it would have been. And I just remember that, you know, he wouldn't let me stop doing it because of fear. And fear is an interesting thing. I find that, you know, now because I've got a lot to do and, you know, I've made a decision. I think that's the first thing that you have to really do when you want to do something new is you make a decision. And I remember when I started this challenge, they asked us to do a review after like a week. Okay. And, you know, one of the tactics that they have in getting a lot of reviews is they make it a part of the class and they give you reasons. You know, there's a contest, you know, give a review. So I gave a review and I remember I was feeling even overwhelmed at that point because of how much material we got and what I was looking at, what I was learning, and I was taking in all this new information. And it was kind of funny because, you know, one of the things that I said, and I kind of made a decision on this, is like, I need to be one of the success stories here. You know, I need to be one of the success stories. This is something I have to accomplish. And there have been a number of things in my life where it's like, you know, this I need to be able to do. And once I made that decision, and once I decided that, you know, this is something I've got to accomplish, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to, you know, even if something's overwhelming, and so much of this has been, I mean, seriously, you know, like, unbelievable. But, you know, I've been able to hire people to do technical stuff and help me out and graphic design and things because I don't have any talent in these areas at all. And you can find people who can do things for you. You just have to look and see what they are. And so with, you know, doing all these things, I just, even if I'm not sleeping as much as maybe I would like to, and even if it's a lot of work, and even if there are times when I'm just kind of going, oh, okay, just come up with something, just do something that makes sense, you know. And I can always change it. I can always fix it. I can always do something else, you know, or modify it, you know, but get something done. Just get something done and do it. The fear hasn't been something that stops me now. If anything, it's almost like, okay, there's a lot on this list. Okay, there's a lot to do. And so the reaction to it now is more of, okay, get to work. Start doing things. Just pick one thing that I can start doing and just start getting through the tasks. So if you feel like you have a lot of stuff to do, if you feel like you're dealing with something that's daunting, let's say you're embarking on something and you're just not sure, whatever it is, just start doing, you know, just start taking action. And taking that action really removes the fear because you're busy, you know, you're like, you're doing something and you're engaged in your mind. And then as you start doing it and as you start focusing on it, things will start coming together. And it's amazing, the more activity, you know, there was one girl, oh, I can't remember her name. I'm sorry, I would love to quote her because she was really sweet. But I was listening to her give a presentation and she was talking about that connections are really important. And her thing was connections. And she said, if you make 5 new connections every day, then you are really doing something. And so I had, at that point, started, you know, reaching out and doing more things. You know, I've I love learning. Learning is like one of my favorite things. And so I've been subscribing to a lot of different sales newsletters and all kinds of things. So I'm on a lot of different people's lists and I get a lot of information. And the thing that's cool is that, you know, I'll get these nuggets of information sometimes that really, really help me in my goals. And I feel that when we ask the right questions, when we know what to look for, when we're out there, it's really good. And one thing that's cool about technology, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but Facebook, Google, you know, they have artificial intelligence running in the background. And so if I'm looking for something, if I'm seeking something, if I'm wanting to do something, and I'm actively engaged in searching that, I'm going to be served up information that's going to help support those kinds of interests, you know, and I think that's really cool. And some people might think it's a little creepy, you know, those Amazon Echoes, you know, they actually are surveillance, you know, there's artificial intelligence and, you know, people have been, I think, arrested for domestic violence or something. I heard some, my husband was telling me that, you know, some story, but I really see there's a lot of advantage in having access and getting resources, you know, and when I'm looking for things and when I'm interested in things and I'm asking for help, it comes. It just comes. So I want to encourage you guys, if you are working on something, or if let's say you want to do something, let's say you have a dream, let's say you have something that you've always thought would be really, really cool. And maybe it's not a small thing. You know, sometimes if it's a big dream, you know, it's going to take a long time. You know, it's not going to be quick. You know, you're going to have to put in effort. But if you keep doing it, like, and I'll go back to, you know, when you first learned how to walk, when I first learned how to walk, you know, that was probably my biggest success when I was a baby. You know, I could walk after I stood, you know, it's like, okay, I can walk. I don't know how many times I fell down. I don't even remember it, you know, but I walk every single day. And so it's important to just continue and know that the more you do and the more you try and the more you put in some effort in a smart way, the more you're going to accomplish. And there are things that are going to take time, you know. And I remember talking to someone about, you know, if you want to build something, you know, if you think about a house or you think about a building, the first thing they do is they dig a really, really big hole. You know, most of the work that happens in building a building or building a house, I'm not a contractor, but I've just seen this, is that, you know, they dig this hole, they take out all this dirt, they put in whatever the foundation is, they put in all the stuff for the plumbing and the electrical or whatever's going to go in there, and then it takes a while, and then finally they're at ground level, okay? So there's a lot of work that gets you to where you just start to really, you're going to really start seeing things above the ground. And I think that sometimes, maybe because, you know, my dad used to say when we were younger, he called watching television, you know, watching the idiot box, because he was in advertising and he knew like all the persuasion stuff that was being done. But, you know, he told me when I was younger, you know, people, you know, kids have a television mentality, you know, and this was like, you know, 25 years ago or something, 30 years ago. And what he meant by that is, you know, when we watch a television show, it's a half an hour, there's a resolution. You know, we watch a movie and we're watching somebody's life. Well, in an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, we're seeing, you know, this whole story unfold and all these accomplishments. Well, it distorts time. And so sometimes the routine day-to-day stuff that you have to just keep doing and doing and do more of it and do more of it and just keep getting better at doing what you do and doing more of it, that's what gets the results. You know, that's what makes it happen. And so we have to keep ourselves focused on what's the next thing, what's the next thing. And the doubt and the fear and everything, I think, come in more of getting ahead of ourselves. You know, thinking is going to be something bigger than it is. You know, well, what if it's this? What if it's that? You know, we don't really have to go there. Just get something done, put it out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's going to have to, you know, it's a start. You know, you have to start in order to accomplish something. And when you do that, you're going to feel so good about yourself because you've put yourself in a position where you're doing something that's productive, okay? And, you know, if you're somebody who likes to watch a lot of video games or just watch movies and everything like that, there's nothing wrong with those things. Those things can be really good. But think in terms of, you know, what is the legacy that you have? You know, and I've been thinking about that with my dad. And, you know, his legacy has to do with how he taught me to be a professional, how he taught me to be a negotiator, how he taught me to understand serving someone else if I want to do something, if there's something that I want to be able to do that's involving another person, it has to serve their needs. You know, it has to be something that's a benefit to them. And he taught me that at a very, very young age. And, you know, being able to have a good impact on people, being able, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're in sales, if you're whatever you do, you know, when you get to be a bright spot in someone's day, when you get to really come in and be that terrific person, you know, that's magical. It's magical. And you get an opportunity to feel like, okay, I did something that was meaningful. And that's really what I think everyone deep down inside wants. You know, we may say, oh, we're going after this or we're going after that. You know, we have to have money to pay our bills. We definitely want to have shelter. We want to have food. We want to have clothing. We want to have all this nice stuff. And that's good. Those are good things to go after. And it's important to really take care of your heart and be balanced. It's important to make sure that you're appreciating and taking your relationships with your family and friends and coworkers seriously. And, you know, have fun and everything. But, you know, if you're not able to communicate or have a good time with someone, really take a look at why. You know, I'd say one of the things I am the most grateful about right now in my life is that my dad loves me and I love my dad and I know he loves me. And I understand a lot more now at my age how much he did for me and I can really appreciate him. And I get to have these wonderful, loving conversations with my father before he dies. And I'm sad that he's gonna die. You know, I'm sad, although I know he's gonna be in a better place. I know I'm gonna see him again and I'm grateful for that. But I know people who didn't get a chance to have their relationship with their family members really be loving before someone passed away. And it's a very, very hard thing to live with. And we never know how long we're going to be around. We never know what we're really here for while we're doing something. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I'll get an idea and I'm off and doing something and it's a distraction so that what I really am supposed to be doing is happening and I'm not going to get in the way. You know, it's like, okay, that's what it was. All right, I didn't understand that. You know, and I also think, you know, as I've gotten older, like I remember when I was younger and I wasn't having the easiest time. I wasn't a really easy personality. I wasn't as easygoing. I think that's why I appreciate being older so much. I would never want to go back and be young again. I had a hard time. But I look back at the people who are very kind and forgiving to me, and the people who weren't really judging me, and the people who were there to be supportive and kind. And what I realized is that we're all very much the same. And as I've gotten older, if I see someone in their 20s going through something or however they are, it's like, yeah, I remember that, you know. Or when I was in my 30s, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's like I look at little children and it's like, yeah, they're kids, you know. So we have to be able, I think one of the reasons why, you know, being human is so interesting is that we all are basically the same in so many ways. You know, we really are. There's differences that make us special and unique and valuable, but there are a lot of things that are just very much common denominators with everybody. And I think that the more forgiving we are with ourselves, you know, because I think we're our hardest critics. I think we can really be hard on ourselves. I think once we're able to really have a kindness towards ourselves and a kindness towards other and to be more patient, be more forgiving, and really not show up necessarily with an agenda, but really show up with a, you know, well, let's see how I can be of value here. Let's see if there's something I can be of benefit with. You know, what can I do here that's going to be helpful? And if I can walk in that way, then I'm a very different person than if I come in looking for something. And that really comes to be very, very true in sales. For anyone who's doing sales, if I'm on the call because I want a sale, or I need a sale, or I want to get this deal, or whatever it is, then I am no longer doing my job. I'm not listening to the person. I'm not there for them. I'm there because I'm trying to get something. And most people can tell when someone's just trying to get a credit card out of them. And it's slightly annoying if you get a lot of sales calls. But if you really are trying to understand and figure out, like, you know, what is going to work for someone, what's really going to be of benefit, then you're going to show up very differently and you're going to get a different kind of result. And so if you're in a situation where you feel frustrated, I think it's easy to get frustrated sometimes, but if you ever feel like, you know, you're frustrated and things aren't going your way or whatever is happening, stop yourself for a moment and think, am I trying to just do something for me, or am I really here to see how I can really make a situation better? Or, you know, am I here for some purpose beyond who I am? You know, I remember at one point, I don't remember why this came into my head, but I felt like I was this little blade of grass thinking I was powerful and amazing because I was planted in the ground, you know? And I'm not that significant. I literally am. My life is like being a blade of grass, you know? It's like I'm one little person, and yeah, there are like billions of people on the planet, and there have been billions of people on the planet for, you know, like 10,000 years. So, you know, I'm just one little person. But as one little person, I can love people. I can care about them. I can help them. And in my life, I don't know how many people I'm going to touch. You know, maybe it's going to be thousands. Maybe it would be more than that. But whoever it is, you know, even if it's just, you know, my husband for the day. And here's my cat Macy again, because she loves mommy. She's my girl. Hey, Macy. You know, however many people, it's like, even if you're, and I think I was talking about this yesterday, you know, even if it's only one person that you're there to help in a situation, like you may have a job and you may think, why am I here and what's going on with this job? But you might be there because somebody needs you there, okay? And your purpose is because your being there is going to do something for somebody that is vitally important to their life. Well, suddenly that makes what you're doing there a lot more important, don't you think? So, you know, if you ever, I mean, winding back, because I got to run, I still have more to do. You know, if you are in a situation where, you know, you deal with fear, or you deal with, you know, you're doing a lot, whatever's going on, just really realize that it's such a privilege when you get to do things, and just make it about what you're doing, not what the result's going to be so much. I mean, yes, have goals, and yes, go after things, and yes, be that way, but just do the best that you can in each little thing that you do, and do that a lot. And just if you feel that adrenaline, if you feel that, you know, fear, or whatever you want to call it, something that may want to make you stop, you know what? Don't make it a big deal. You know, make it so that you know, you're in a situation where, you know, you're just going to do something because you're going to do it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an adventure. It's going to be something new. It's going to be something to do. You'll see what happens. You'll see what doesn't happen. You'll make it work, okay? So just really be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and give yourself an opportunity to do the things that maybe you haven't tried before. You know, go for it. Give yourself a shot. And if it feels uncomfortable, it's because you haven't done it enough. You know, if you learned how to ride a bicycle, that was awkward. You know, when you first learned how to walk, that took time. When you first learned how to read and write, that took some practice. So, you know, anything that you're going to do that's new is going to be practice. So don't let it being new and not being comfortable initially, or, you know, being something to get used to, don't make that a reason not to do it. Make that the reason why you should. And have, like, the best time ever. And Macy, you want to say hello? No, she's just purring. I don't know if you can hear her. Anyway, have a good night, you guys. Thank you so much for listening and being here, and go be fabulous.